Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God who is our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. You know, as the American people, we speak a lot about freedom. We speak of ourselves as the land of the free. We speak of ourselves as freedom-loving people. We speak of ourselves as being agents of freedom for the rest of the world. We speak with unequivocal and appropriate praise for those who serve our country to protect our freedom. For us, I believe freedom is not just a concept. It is at the very heart, the very root of our self-understanding as a people. And we bask in our freedom, don't we? We are free to assemble. We are free to live wherever we choose. We are free to marry. We are free to attend whichever school we can get into. We are free to buy whatever car or home that we can afford. We are free to worship in whatever manner we desire. And we are free even to pull for football teams that lose, like me. Indeed, we cannot imagine a life without these freedoms, can we? Yet a closer look at our freedom shows that perhaps we are not as free as we may believe. Dylan once said, "Everybody's got to serve somebody." And indeed, the reality of our lives is that all of us are in bondage to something. For many, it is our financial situation. Really, if you have limited resources, your freedom is limited. If you have abundant resources, your freedom is expanded. But the problem with abundant resources is that you want to keep that. And so you're often in bondage to doing what needs to be done to keep your money and your options open. Either way, money can become a god that keeps us in bondage. Likewise, all of us are in bondage to the god of self-interest, looking out for number one, as they say. Inherent in all of us is a sense of self-preservation and survival. And this bondage chains us to the wall of self-preoccupation, or at least it can, that oftentimes will keep us from exploring or experiencing the needs of others around us, from changing or reforming, if you will, to something new because we have become so comfortable in our own self-interest. This plays itself out in our lives on many levels. As individuals, I have become overly sensitive to my own needs and wants and desires, oftentimes at the exclusion of my neighbor. And as a country, as a nation, we make decisions on the world stage often because national interest is the trump card, if you will, that drives all of our decisions. Disagreements that we have with each other about competing self-interest or competing national interest then can foment distrust, disengagement, and disillusionment. We see that too often in our society today. So we are in bondage to our own self-interest. Finally, we are, I believe all of us, in bondage, and we are indeed in bondage to the whim of the unforeseen. Whether it is a hurricane that drowns a city, or wildfires that ravage a countryside, or a terrorist shooting up a synagogue, or a cancer diagnosis out of the blue, or young people dying way too young, we are in bondage to the great unknown events that tragically shape our lives. Whether you are rich or poor, whether you are white or black, whether you are gay or straight, whether you are American or Mexican or Muslim or Jew or faithful Christian or avowed agnostic, it does not matter. We are not free from the whim of the unforeseen. Now, while we claim this freedom of ours, the truth is that these experiences of tragedy and calamity remind us that we are in bondage, often to the whim of fear, and often to the reality of death. Yet, on this day, this Reformation Sunday, we receive a word from God. A word that dares to call you and I out of this bondage. We receive a word from God that seeks to relieve us from the chains that hold us captive. We receive a word from God that offers us hope and promise, as Sherry talked about, amidst our oppression. This day, Reformation Sunday, is not about, and this is for you, Gene and Sheila, is not about Lutherans patting ourselves on the back for being right. That's not what this day is about. This is the day for us as Lutherans to hear again and embrace the truth that sets us free. It is a first step today to hear those words. And the next step then is to acknowledge the illusions of our freedom. As Americans, as pretty much in every nation, we are in bondage to money. We cannot escape this fact. Our consumer capitalist system makes it virtually impossible for us to live outside of this bondage. We have mortgages on our homes. We purchase household goods. Most of us drive and we own a car. We save money for our future so we can retire or send our children to college. We pay taxes, we support causes, and we pay student loans. Money is an everyday part of our lives with which we cannot escape. And so to embrace the truth is that we admit this to ourselves, and that no matter how well we behave with our money, we are in bondage to it. Likewise, we will be selfish. We cannot help it. It is ingrained in us from Genesis chapter 2. It is ingrained in us both individually and collectively. We will most often do what is in our best interest. We are in captive to self-survival. So to embrace this truth, we admit that we are powerless over our addiction to self. And we will always be at the whim of tragedy, as was evident in the events of yesterday. No one escapes the wrath of injustice, disease, calamity, and death. No one escapes the heartbreak of loss. Loss and brokenness is fair only in its utter unfairness for everyone. And so to embrace this truth, we admit this to ourselves, that we cannot be perfectly protected in any way from the indiscriminate whim of tragedy in our lives. It is so vital for us to make this first necessary step towards real, true freedom. As those who have ever experienced a 12-step program know, the first step is the cry of bondage. Why? For it is only when we shatter the illusion of full freedom and face the truth about our bondage that we can begin to find real, lasting, and life-giving hope. And brothers and sisters, that is what we receive today. That is the good news. That is the promise that we receive on this Reformation Sunday. As Jesus speaks, we hear something profound about freedom and bondage. Now, those with whom he is speaking are under the illusion that they are free. Their religious heritage tells them so. These Jews who were believing in Jesus were saying. Their religious heritage tells them so, but their illusion about religious identity and our illusions of financial security, personal and national self-preoccupation, and being able to protect ourselves are all born from the same place, the very bondage from which Jesus came to defeat. The bondage and the power to sin. St. Paul says, "For there is no distinction since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Do we not say in our confession oftentimes, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. It is sin that uses money, self and national interest, religion, tragedy, even the differences between people to keep us in bondage. And so, Jesus, the truth, comes into our midst, and He comes as God's own self-revelation to free us, to bring hope for the fractured, broken, yet beloved creation. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, we say in our confession, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. We begin the path to healing and renewal by acknowledging the truth that we are in bondage. Our finances don't make us free. Our war making doesn't make us free. Wildfires, hurricanes, terrorists, and indiscriminate death shocks us into knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that we cannot make ourselves free. We are in bondage and often find ourselves lost. But we have been found. You have been found. You have been met by the God who has come near, who seeks to make you free. You have been found by the God who claimed you in your baptism and never forgets the promise God made to you then. You have been found by the God who heals broken hearts, who brings new hope amidst tragedy, who moves us beyond ourselves toward love of neighbor and stranger. And God has done that in your life, and I've seen it. God is resurrecting you in your midst. God has found you. You are being found by the God who never gives up on you and who will always seek you out. You have been found by the God who looks at all of you this day and says, I will be your God and you shall be my people. You have been found by the God who says, I will forgive your iniquity and remember your sin no more. You have been found by the God who makes you free, and in Him you have been made free indeed. You are free. You are free now to love and trust this God who has come near. You are free to love one another despite your differences. You are free to love each other and to live in peace. You are free to foster this vision of God's kingdom, even amidst all the other visions that are put out there, amidst fear to scare you. You are free to live a vision of hope amidst disaster, a vision of healing amidst sickness, a vision of reconciliation amidst division, a vision of new life that can be born from death. That is who Christians can be at our best, and that is what it means to live in true freedom. It is not freedom from sin, it is freedom despite sin. It is not freedom from selfishness, it is freedom despite your selfishness. It is not freedom from tragedy, it is freedom amidst and beyond that can reshape tragedy. It's not freedom from all of the brokenness, it is freedom to live with hope and heads high, even amidst the sin and brokenness and shame and pain and hurt in our world. That, brothers and sisters, is true freedom. And it is the freedom that only God can give us. It is the freedom that only God can restore in us. It is the freedom, is the only freedom that makes a difference in this broken, fractured, crazy world of ours, where people shoot up people on a Saturday morning just because they're different. That is the only freedom that we can fully and completely trust. It's the freedom of the God who comes near. And despite our bondages, dares us in hope and trust in Him to live free. And that is the truth. And may it set us all free. In Jesus' name.